Hi, this is Adam Amin, and you're listening to Squash Masters, a junior squash podcast. In this podcast, we'll be interviewing junior squash players and coaches for their tips, tricks, and interesting stories. If you like what you hear, please subscribe. Welcome back to the Squash Masters podcast. On today's episode, I am interviewing Mia and Kavya Krishnamurthy, who are two sisters who design and produce dresses for Nova Apparel New York. We talk about the process of designing and producing one dress and their inspiration to start Nova Apparel. Let's get right into the interview. Okay, so let's do a round of introductions.
Okay, so my name is Mia. I'm 20 years old, and I'm the founder of Nova Apparel New York. I started when I was 18 years old, and currently I'm playing on the Cornell University women's squash team.
I'm Kavya. I'm 16. I'm Mia's little sister. I play squash kind of just recreationally.
Why did you decide to start Nova Apparel, and what was the inspiration?
Yeah, definitely. So when I was in high school, just like you, I was traveling all the time to squash tournaments, and I saw a bunch of girls and women who were wearing Lululemon and Nike and all these really cool squash outfits, but I realized that a lot of them looked very similar. And so I thought, you know, women and girls and boys should be able to express themselves on the court in clothes that they really like and feel comfortable with. And so I did some digging, and I looked at the top squash apparel companies, and I realized that they had so many options, but more options for men than for women. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, there's obviously a gap in the market. And so then I looked at Nike and Lululemon, and they're awesome companies, and I love them so much. I wear them myself. But the thing is they're not squash specific. They target yoga and maybe tennis, but there's not a specific squash branch to the company. And so I was like, all right, let's start a squash-specific women's apparel company. And so that's when Nova was kind of born. And so me and Kavya were just sitting here, and we were like, okay, let's think of a squash dress. She's into fashion, and so she was drawing some other types of outfits, and I was like, can you draw an athletic dress? And so she did, and that's when our first design was created, and that's kind of how, that's the story of how Nova was born.
That's really cool. Kavya, what was your, what were you basing your first dress off?
Well, I had never designed an athletic dress before, and obviously I've never designed clothing, like, for a company, but like Mia said, I was just kind of sitting in her room drawing skirts or, like, outfits. And so the first dress I designed wasn't meant to be an athletic dress because I, like, didn't know how to do that. So I just kind of drew a dress how I would draw a dress that would also work for, like, squash. And then, you know, as we kept drawing dresses, we have, like, so many dress designs. And so you kind of figure out what works. Like, as you look at the dresses, you can see, like, what fits work and know what colors are flattering and you know what's appropriate for playing squash and that kind of thing.
So run me through the process of creating one dress from design through production to marketing.
Yeah, do you want to start with the designing?
Yeah, so we usually, you know, every few months Mia and I will get together and we'll kind of just draw up a few designs, maybe three or four, and then we'll pick one that we really like and that we think could work. And we'll do color samples. So we'll find like a bunch of schemes and color mixing and themes that work for dresses.
So then once we come up with the design that we like, we then send it to a product developer. And so I work with a product developer that's based out of New York. And so we'll send them the design and they'll basically create the blueprint for the dress. So that means, you know, how long should the skirt part of the dress be? What type of stitching should we use? It's basically like the engineering behind the design. And so then once they create the pattern, which is the blueprint, then we can create a sample. So then the product developer will pick out the fabric. So, you know, Kavi and I have gone to New York City. We went to the garment district and handpicked out the fabrics that we wanted and the colors that we wanted. And then we would send that to the product developer. And then they would create a sample. The sample takes around like a month to make. And then they'd send it back to me. You know, Kavi and I would take turns trying on the dress. Maybe mm-hmm. we'd give it to a friend to play squash in. And then if we were happy with the sample, we'd then go into a mass production order. So we've produced many dresses, and you have to pick out how many dresses in a certain size do you want, how many dresses in a certain color do you want, and then that process takes around 2 months. And so after 2 months, then we'd receive, for instance, like a batch of 100 dresses, and then while those dresses are in production, we'd be marketing on the side. So we'd be creating a bunch of content and spreading the word by mouth and social media that we have a whole bunch of dresses coming in a few months, and you can pre-order the dresses or be ready to buy them once we have them in stock.
Wow, that's really interesting. What are some of your, as you mentioned, you have to choose out the colors in the fabrics. What are some of your favorite fabrics and colors?
Well, Mia and I have very different senses of style. And I think it's important that we have different senses of style. Like, I don't know if you can tell, like, by my makeup or, or my, but I, you know, I usually wear darker colors. So when we're picking out colors, I always want to go with like the dark green or like the dark blue and that kind of thing. And Mia, I think, loves to wear like light, colorful, you know, vibrant patterns and colors. So what we try to do is make a dress and find colors that everybody can wear. So it's not just geared towards somebody who has like a preppier sense of style or maybe like a more like, you know, gothic sense of style. So yeah.
And we also, our brand ambassadors are a huge part of this process. So I'll send certain dress designs to our brand ambassadors. So currently we work with Olivia Blatchford Klein, we work with Olivia Fichter, Nayla Gillis, Marina Stefanoni. Yep. And so with those players, we'll ask them their opinions. And Olivia Blatchford loved the neon pink, but Olivia Fichter preferred the navy. So it's really important to weigh in our ambassadors' opinions, because then again, they're the ones representing the brand and wearing the dresses professionally. So they set the example for, you know, other younger girls who want to buy the dresses. So it's important to ask everyone's opinions on the colors that we use.
Yeah, definitely. Speaking of brand ambassadors, what is one brand ambassador that you were really excited to partner with?
I mean, of course, we're excited to partner with every single one of the women that represent Nova. We're so lucky to be able to work with all of them and with every single one. As soon as they agreed, I was so excited. It's probably like my favorite part about working for Nova is being able to interact with these role models, squash-wise, but also personally, and getting really close with them. But Olivia Blatchford Klein was our first brand ambassador, and it was really funny. She's actually my first squash coach. So she coached both Kavi and I and our other sister, who couldn't make the call today. She had an exam, but coached us, was my first squash coach, and has been an amazing role model to all of us. We consider her our fourth sister. But yeah, when Olivia agreed to work with us, it was awesome. She hadn't even seen the dress before or tried it on. She was like, no, I wanna wear Nova on the professional tour and show it off to everyone. So that was super exciting for Nova and for us, because she was our first brand ambassador, and we didn't expect her to want to, you know, wear Nova so early on, especially she hadn't even seen the dress yet. But that was probably a moment that made us all very proud and happy.
What is the most challenging part at like working at Nova and like running Nova?
I think I mean, there's definitely a lot of nitty gritty things that go on with Nova, for instance, like the supply chain, making sure that the manufacturers get the dresses on time and all the stitching is proper and correct and they get the patterns right and all of that. That's also like very nitty gritty and hard to oversee when you're working with manufacturers that are international, especially. But also I think when I'm speaking for all of us, when I say that, you know, we're working on Nova, but we're also students, we're in school and we're juggling playing squash, just like you know, you're traveling to tournaments and Kavi has her extracurriculars and I'm in college. I don't even live with my sisters anymore. And so I think probably the hardest part, at least for me and I think for Kavi, is balancing working on Nova, but also focusing on school and training for squash and spending time with family and friends.
Yeah, that must be really challenging. Tell me about your own squash careers, like leading up to Nova.
Well, I got into squash because my two older sisters were into squash and my dad was into squash. Mm-hmm. And so I just started playing. I've played in a few tournaments, but
you play for your school team.
Oh yeah, I play for my school team. I'm on my school team. I played in middle school on my middle school team. And I just think it's really fun. And I think the community is really cool. I don't know. Like, Mia has a lot of friends in the squash world. Like, it's really cool to be able to see Olivia Blatchford Klein at tournaments and that kind of thing. And I just love the sport. And now I love the outfits too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So for me, my dad introduced me to the sport when I was in seventh grade. So a bit later than you, since you started at age four. But yeah, I kind of fell in love with the sport. And then I played for my high school team at Choate Rosemary Hall for 3 years. And then I was recruited to the women's team at Cornell. And so I play at the college level now. But squash is an amazing sport. And I really enjoyed playing it in high school and now in college. And I love that Nova combines the sport that I love, but also entrepreneurship and business, what I want to do professionally. And I think it's like the best of both worlds, being able to work on Nova.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Do you have any advice to young squash players?
I mean, right now it's, I'm sure, really difficult for, you know, players like you who are used to playing tournaments every weekend since, you know, there's so much going on given the pandemic. And so I think that we just all need to stay positive and really focus on the things that are in our control. You know, going to tournaments every week, that's out of our control, but working on ourselves, working on our mental game and doing the training that we can off court or on court, if you're able to, is key. And so just to stay positive and really just keep working hard is what I have to say.
Since you started like entrepreneurship at such a young age, do you have any advice for young aspiring entrepreneurs?
Yeah, I think just go for it. I actually started a jewelry business before Nova when I was a sophomore in high school. So it was just a hobby. I liked beading jewelry and my friends were like, oh, can I have that? And then friends of friends were like, oh, can you make me a bracelet? And so it was getting very time consuming. And I was like, you know what, why don't I start selling this for, you know, a small amount of money. And so I started making money from the company. It was called Beads by the Water. And I actually donated the proceeds to Squash Haven, an urban squash organization based in New Haven, if you've heard of Squash Haven. And so I think if you are really passionate about something and you love doing it, then you should really just go for it. If you have an idea, like, nothing's going to get done unless you really try and work hard at it. And so with Nova, there was a gap in the market. And I was like, if no one else is going to go for it, then, you know, why don't I give it a shot? The worst thing that happens is it fails. And we run into failure all the time. And you're going to learn from failure. It's just going to make you stronger as a person, professionally, but also personally. And so I think that if you're passionate and you want to make a change, just go for it. Like, you'll learn from whatever venture or endeavor that you're trying. And yeah, that's my advice, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very important advice.
Like you know, you're what, 12 years old?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you're going for this. And I think that's amazing. Like, when we got on the call, I was surprised to see such a young face. And I think that when I was starting Nova, everyone was like, oh, what? You're 18? Like, you're in high school? And I think that it surprises people. So good for you for going for this and being an entrepreneur yourself as well.
Thank you. Thank you. Would any of you like to add any questions?
I think just, I'd like to say, since you're publishing this, like, we would like to just thank everyone who supported Nova in the past. I have so many friends through the squash world and outside that have supported Nova and really, like, made a difference. And I think that little by little, through Nova and other things, like, there will be more awareness for the women's game of squash. And so we just want to support everyone thank everyone who supported us along the way.
Mm-hmm. And if anybody's looking to buy any squash apparel, go buy from Nova Apparel today.
Yes, all our dresses are 50% off on our website.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much for agreeing to come on the show.
Yeah, thank you so much. Adam, for your time.
If you enjoyed the episode, you you can subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or anywhere you listen to your podcasts. As we try to grow the show, one way is for you guys to only share with just one friend who you think should listen to the show. Thank you.